Welcome to the Jackie and Stacy Show, and I'm Stacy's son, Clark, and here to tell you about it. There are two women wrestling with things of this broken and beautiful life. Each week, they will tackle a topic in a transparent, sometimes distracted, but always fun way that hopefully encourages and challenges you. They will break down each topic by looking at it through four lenses: ourselves, God, our people, and our community. They will then give you a task to go forth with. Vaya con Dios.
Welcome to the Jackie and Stacy Show. I'm Stacy.
And I'm still Jackie.
I almost said I'm Jackie because it says Jackie and Stacy Show.
Oh, that's hilarious. I love
us. So, yeah. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Long time no see.
Right, or here.
Yeah.
Or anything.
You don't see us. Well, we're not recording this.
Yeah.
But in audio visual. We're not filming this.
No, we're not.
Thank you for joining us.
Yay.
Today we begin our sixth season.
Stop the madness.
Of the Jackie and Stacy Show.
Sixth season.
Yep.
That's so crazy.
And we are really excited.
Yes, we are.
We're always excited.
That's true.
Which is not true, but we're excited when we're speaking to one another.
Yes.
And today we start this new season, which is exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. There might be some sound in the background because we need some air on.
Yes,
we're a little
warm. I turned off the air. We're in the car,
yeah.
Actually recording this.
We're trying out some new recording options.
Yes, we are.
And one of them is Jackie's car.
And I'm taking off my coat.
How are the acoustics, everybody?
Yeah, I do know there are a handful of podcasts out that are relatively successful who do record in their car. It's like a thing.
It is well, you guys let us know. Give
us
feedback. We love feedback.
For sure. Yep.
Only if it's nice and kind and encouraging. No, I'm just kidding.
Let me see if I can turn this air conditioning on. You know what? I want to start, honestly, by just, like, giving us kudos. Like, kudos to you, Stace, and kudos to me. Like,
yeah.
Kudos. All the kudos.
Okay.
Because we were talking a little bit earlier about podcasts, and just, like, you were saying we're in the top, was it 1%?
We're in the top 1%.
Dude.
For consistency.
Which is huge, and you and I are all about that, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We are in the top 1% for consistency, and that means that we have been, I mean, this is our sixth season.
Six.
That's a hard word to say.
It is a hard word to say.
And that means that we have been podcasting since February 4th, 2019, actually.
So crazy.
Because Jackie contacted me.
If
you guys don't know our history, here it comes.
Your story. We like to tell it.
Yes, we do. We like to tell all those stories. Is that Jackie came to me, I probably at the end of January, I guess. It must have been because if we met at the beginning of February.
Yeah.
And she's like, I have always wanted to part. Well, you tell this part.
Well, I fully expected a no from you. I was like, I've always wanted to have a podcast. I don't want to do it alone. I think you have a lot of good things to say. You have a great energy. I think we have a lot of, like, chemistry between the two of us. Mm-hmm. What do you think? You want to do a podcast? Fully expecting you to be like, great idea, but no thank you. Mm-hmm. But guess what? That's not what you said.
I said, let's meet on Tuesday. Yes, let's do it.
I did. And I already had all the equipment because I had told my family I wanted to podcast, and they'd given me equipment for Christmas. So I brought the equipment to your office,
mm-hmm.
and we recorded our first podcast like a week after I asked you.
Yep.
And I was blown away because, let me just say this, I hope this doesn't sound bad, but like there's very few people that I've ever met who are as, let's call it, impulsive as I am.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if impulsive is the right word, but like, I just want to do a thing, and so then I do it. And most people are like, well, let me think about it, and maybe next week, and how about next month, and I don't think I really want to. And you're
like, let's get together someday.
You actually did it, you were actually more impulsive than I was, because I had been thinking about it for a while, so you actually win the award. And I was whoa, wait, okay, here we go. And the rest is history.
The rest is totally history. And that, like, really leads well into what we do now, which is we have been doing the same structure
from the very beginning.
We came up with it then, and we're still doing it.
Yeah.
Is we pick one topic each month. It's one word, usually. And we talk about it first through the lens of ourselves.
Yep.
Then through the lens of faith.
Yep.
Then through the lens of close relationship. And finally through the lens of community. And the reason that... And then we interview someone, fifth episode of the month.
Yep.
Usually. But the reason that lends itself so well into our topic for this month, our first topic
of 2024,
yes, is that our topic is agency. And agency, tell us what your definition of agency is, Jesse.
Okay, well, I think it's the sense of what you can do and what you think you can do. It's your power to affect your future.
Ooh.
What do you think?
Yeah, right. I like that.
I like it too. And honestly, I just want to give credit where credit is due. I do tend to do a lot of research before these, and I found a lot of what we're going to be talking about today on the Pattison Professional Counseling page. So Shout out to them. You can go check them out. But that's kind of their definition, and I really, really liked it. I mean, it's your own power, your ability to affect your future. That's agency.
Affect. So affect or
A with an A.
Affect is the noun
that is the thing that happens. Affect is the thing you do, the verb.
Verb. Thank you. It's the action, and
I think that it's something that you and I kind of we care about, right? We care about the concept of agency in our lives. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I don't know that I ever thought about agency in my own life till I was probably like 30.
I'm not even sure I thought about it until I was 40.
Okay, maybe 40 for me too. I don't even know. 30 really feels know. Like decades.
I think
it
my
feels
30...
like decades ago because guess what it was.
It was. So
what were you going to say?
I'm thinking that I think that's maybe typical of your 30s. Mm. Is that that's a period of time that's sort of a shift, and you think? I mean, I don't know, because the next generation that's coming up, they're figuring this crap out
way
sooner.
Because I think partially because we have helped them to see these things sooner in their own lives. I started talking to my kids about agency when they were toddlers, but no one ever talked to me about what I can and can't control. I mean, I feel like all the way up till I was at least 30, maybe 40, I was like, just all these things are happening to me. It's just all happening at me and to yes. me. And mm-hmm. I just sort of felt like, well, this is the next thing. Here we go. I never really felt a sense of agency over my own life. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why. Maybe it doesn't matter. It probably doesn't matter. But I don't know. I have another thing to share with you about this idea. And this is from Stanford University professor of psychology, Albert Bandura. And he says that the psychology of human agency is people are agents of intentionally regulating their behavior and their life circumstances. They're self-organizing, proactive, self-regulating, and self-reflecting. They're producers of their life circumstances and not just products of them.
Mm.
That was like, that really nailed it for me. Like, we can produce our own life circumstances, not just be like, you know, going along being products of them. And while you and I talk about this and think about this stuff a lot, I still think there are a lot of people who don't. There are a mm-hmm. lot of people out there who just feel like they are victims of circumstances.
Absolutely.
And that's a terrible way to feel.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Well, you know, there's that, like, that little math quote. It's not math, but it's like, you are... 90% or 10% of what happens to you, but 90% of how you react to it or handle it or whatever. Yeah.
Because there are things that do happen to you.
Absolutely.
That is a truth.
Things
of life.
Occur like correct. Just in your chronosphere, like what's happening in the world and the timeline that we're
that
in
was a
right
big
now.
Word.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Is that a lawyer word?
No.
Now that you're almost
no,
a lawyer.
I don't think so. I think it was a psychology word.
Okay.
When I got my bachelor's, they talk about it a lot in psychology, which is like things that influence you. And kind of that's how we formatted this our podcast is these concentric circles
yeah.
right that go out from starting here where we're talking about today is with ourselves
right
but you know we talk the fifth we could have a fifth lens that's the chronosphere like the world that we're living in
totally
you know, that could be our bigger
could. Yeah
thing but we gotta
we're done we have enough we have enough circles but yes I agree we could and it probably would be good too.
Interesting. It would be interesting. Well, we'll cover it. We'll just put it in our throat and
in our next podcast.
Oh God. Oh goodness.
No, that's not happening.
Not going to happen.
Well, so one of the things, one of the like tenets that I want to talk about is that we actually have far more power than we realize we have.
Mm.
And we can take that truth into our daily lives, into every interaction we have in that moment instead of feeling like a victim because that power doesn't have to look like power over other people or power over situations as much as it looks like power over our response, mm-hmm. like what you just said, power over our attitude, power over our next step,
mm-hmm.
right? Power over how we feel about something.
Ooh. that's one area that I'm really personally working on.
It's a big one. Yeah. It's a big one. Like, this just happened, and you can choose how you want to feel about it, or how much even attention you want to give to it. Uh-huh. And guess what? The cool thing is, no one else gets to decide for you.
Say that again?
No one else can decide how you respond to any given situation. Mm-hmm. You alone get to choose.
That's a lot of pressure, though, too. Haven't I complained about this in past seasons? I know that I have.
But I just think that's framing. It is not pressure. It's freedom.
I agree that it is. It's how I frame the whole thing. And really, one of my goals here is to be not, like, falsely positive about stuff. Oh, that's great. Like, some... Pardon my French, earmuffs everybody, but the shit hits the fan, and I'm not like all, that's okay. There's shit everywhere. That's okay. Right, you know, I don't have to like raise my heighten my voice and pretend and be like falsely positive about something, but I can say, okay, that is what's happening, and now what am I going to do about it? To, you know, how do I clean?
How am I going to respond? What am I going to do next?
Then
what
I is get my to ask attitude? Those questions, yeah, and absolutely. I think that's far more powerful than faking or putting it down and. Is saying, okay, really looking at a situation and say, okay, what control do I have? Can I just leave?
Yeah.
Can I just, like, not, this isn't my...
Yeah, that could be your agency.
I'm going to say the word shit a lot. Sorry, guys.
But it's okay.
If the shit hits the fan and shit is everywhere, get ready. Here comes more shits. But it's like, then is this my mess to clean up even?
Right.
Or is, you know, which parts of it do I have control over and do I not? And I think maybe I've told you this before, that my grandma had a cross stitch in her house.
Okay.
That had, you know, what did it have? The prayer from AA. It's.
Oh, control the things you can.
The wisdom.
Help
the wisdom
me to know the difference. Yeah, we're good. We're going to get there. Lord, help me to
know the things I can control and what I can't control and know the difference. So it's something to this effect.
Yes.
Lord help me. I'm so sorry, everybody, that I butchered this.
It's way better than that, but yes.
I think it was... Anyway. Nope. I'm not going to fake that I know what it is. Jackie can look it up on the internet right now.
Yes, I can.
My phone is recording our things, but I giggled at it at first because I thought it was kind of like a joke, like a silly joke.
Yeah.
You can hear you typing on your car.
I just fixed it. Sorry. That's so funny. God grant me the serenity
to accept the serenity prayer.
The things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Man, that's so good. That's pretty much our whole podcast. Good.
Yep.
The serenity, because there are things we can't control. There are things over which we do not have agency. So accepting them, right? Because I think that's the source of a lot of angst and sadness and anxiety in our world today is people, the frustration about the things we can't control. Like the guy driving crazy in traffic, cutting me off.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. There's a million things that we just cannot change.
It's basically other just people. Other people doing the thing that I wish they would be doing.
Yes.
Hello? Why don't they just do that?
But then the courage to change the things I can. That's so good. Because sometimes we just want to be like, well, I don't know. I can't do anything about that anyway or whatever. Sometimes it's easier just not to. And everything's not ours to change, but sometimes it is.
Mm-hmm. I know. But that goes back to what you quoted from Bandura at Stanford, which is like in... intentionally regulating our behavior rather than being the product of our circumstances. It's like, well, because, you know, the blame game doesn't help you at all.
It doesn't.
It
actually can make you more miserable.
It really sticks you there. And, you know, one thing that I've talked, like these words that my natural bent is to be a little more blamey and be a little bit, miserable, I guess, in my misery can come from when I don't intentionally decide, like, how am I going to decide to feel about this? Because I don't even know. Probably in the last couple of years, I've been trying to even understand this and know that I can do this.
Yeah.
And want to change it.
Totally.
want to know that I can even control that stuff. Because I just, what's the word that I'm looking for in my miserably is... I'll think about it.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, so Bandora has these four helpers that can assist us agency. And you know how I like a list.
I do too.
Okay. So he says intentionality, forethought, self-reactiveness, and self-reflection.
Okay.
So
keep going.
Yeah. So we'll talk a little bit about intentionality. So you have to be kind of proactive. You have to commit to, like you're saying, you want to, right? So you have to commit to taking action to make the changes that you want to make or to make the choices. Just committing to the intentionality of not letting others around you force action on your life, right? Mm. That's the first piece of it, the intentionality. You are choosing to act. You're choosing to take control of the actions in your life. And that's the first piece of it. And that's kind of, we talk about that so much. We've talked about that so much over the last 5 years, right? That intentionality. Mm-hmm. And that's really the first part. And I think a lot of people in this world don't even start there. They just kind of go through life, whatever next thing happens, whatever, you know, and there's no intentionality. So that's the first one. I've
done that so much. Yes.
Okay. Then the next step is forethought. And that helps you to kind of visualize your future and have the forethought around what you want to do next and motivate yourself and guide your actions in anticipation of that future self that you want, whatever that is. Right. So for you, like being an attorney, like having the forethought and visualizing yourself as an attorney, making those choices. And then I think number three is the most important, that self-reactiveness. So you have the ability to act on your plans. And that's what you did when I was like, hey, you want to do a podcast? Like I was doing the intentionality part and maybe even the forethought. And you were like, yes, the self-reactiveness, let's do it. And it means that once you have the intention and you have the plan, now you do it, you do the thing. And it could be the tiniest thing. Like, I don't know, going to the grocery store. Or a giant thing like going to law school, right? Starting a business, starting a podcast, right? And then, so acting toward that agency that you have. And then the fourth is a self-reflection. So allowing yourself to think back on, like, how did that go? Evaluating your motives, like, your values. Does that line up with who I want to be? Does that agency actually what I want to do? Or do I want to go back to square one and not do that? So it allows you to, like, kind of address, like, we talk about, what's the word? Congruency, right? Mm-hmm. So the self-reflection is where you consider the congruency of your actions. Do they line up with who you want to be and your values and all that?
And so this is just a cycle then.
Yeah,
because then as congruency, because then I can think, well, did I? How did that work out? Like, was that agency? Was this whole podcast a great idea?
Right. Well, and then
go back around. That's
kind of what we do every season.
Yes. Right?
And we come back to the intentionality. Let's do this again.
Yeah. We love it. Because this is the gift. Me having this conversation with Jackie, you guys, I am still a big work in progress because I look at this stuff.
Amen to that. Me too.
And I am like, yeah. Every time I look at this and I go, ooh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I would like to be someone who can practice this with more consistency. And this is what it takes when we talk about it. This is my forethought part, right, you guys? This is where I'm at.
That's right. Me too. And I think that's pretty cool. Like, I think the reality that I'm almost 54 and I'm still in this process, still learning. I've come a long way. Like, let's celebrate where we've come, right? Yeah. Let's celebrate the things we have done.
Jackie, since we started let's do that.
Let's do it.
With intentionality, you had shared with me. In fact, in our podcast, you had big dreams.
Oh,
we had a big dreams episode.
I think we were in the car when I shared that,
like,
too.
Like, in season two.
We were driving.
Because we were going to do an interview.
With Abe Lincoln.
Yes.
I love that we can say we interviewed Abraham Lincoln on
our podcast.
Yes, we did. Okay. Yes, I did share.
And you were like, I have this vision and it, you know, is big. And I would like to tell you now, this is the cool part about, we're at self-reflection.
Yeah.
Because you wanted to start this where you can assist people who needed educational help with their children.
Yeah, alternatives.
And you know, building like a school type alternative and what's it going to look like? Who knows? You thought about it. You visualized this plan. You shared it with us. And then, guess what she did, you guys? She started a business, a company called Kairos Learning Solutions.
Yeah.
And she's not only doing that, but also now a nonprofit that will likely grow her vision in a different way. And now I would like to take this time, step four, reflect on what you have done. Saw that you had intentionality.
Yep.
You had forethought. You did it. You did the thing. You were self-reactive. And now you're continuously in this cycle of, okay, cool, we're doing that. And that's where we're not getting stuck.
Yeah.
And I think that's the amazing thing about agency is even getting that you're not stuck too. Okay. So that one didn't work out or it did work out.
Right.
But how can we do it even always when someone comes to you with, well, that was terrible. And they come to you with a complaint. It's an opportunity to say, wow,
that's good, Stace. That's a good direction to even take this conversation. And as an aside, I just want to say it is my tendency to want to deflect any kind of positive stuff that comes to me. And that is one thing I'm working actively on is this. We don't have to be falsely modest as women. We can say, yeah, I did that. And I'm proud of myself for that. And that's amazing. And thank you for reflecting that back to me because it doesn't feel comfortable to me at all. Mm-hmm. But I'm really grateful for it. So thank you. And I want to reflect that back to you also around my allergies are kicking in right now.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Around your law school journey, and you had that intentionality and that forethought, and I'm going to sneeze.
Oh, God bless you.
And here you are, and you've studied for the bar, and you made it a priority, and incredible. I'm just so stinking proud of you, and I'm proud of us. And yet, we have a lot of growth still to go. We're only just beginning, and so yay for us in that endeavor. But you said something that I wanted to go down this road. What was... Oh, the agency around, because these things we had the intentionality, we chose them, right? Mm-hmm. But when something happens to us, this is a new thing for me. And by new, I mean in the last 10 years.
Yeah, obviously.
Because I still sometimes do have that initial reaction to something happening to me of like, oh no, I'm a victim, right? And yet I can say, this sucks. And also I have some choices. Right? I'm not going to get stuck in this victim moment. Whether for me, it could be the smallest thing where like I build somebody incorrectly in my business and they're like, hey, you overcharged me. And part of me wants to be like, well, no, I didn't. And you know, like, or just how could you say that to me or whatever the response could be. But I can stop and be like, you know what? Maybe I did. And maybe I did make a mistake. And my agency now is to respond with grace, to respond with humility, to be like, oh, let me look into that. And honestly, about half the time that happens, they're right. And about half the time it happens, I'm right. And and that's okay. And like not heaping like shame or guilt on myself for it or whatever. Not making it mean more than it needs to mean. Just being like, hey, here we are. And what's the next step forward? And that's been huge for me. The agency to be like, this isn't this giant thing that I'm making it in my mind. It's a small thing and I'm going to deal with it. And then it's gone tomorrow. Guess what? It's over. And I'm like, oh, look at that.
Yeah.
It seems so silly, but I'm still working on that. And I've come a long way in that. But I don't know. What do you think? Can you relate to that?
Big time? Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think you said that when we start something on our own, that we can, you know, go through these four steps.
Right.
And when we have to respond to something that's kind of done to us, like whatever circumstances we end up in, that we can respond with grace. And I would say that, yes, both of them can be filled with grace. Respond to yourself with grace and to others.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, at least for me, that's my intentionality.
Yeah.
And if your intentionality is to bulldoze everybody, then I guess do that both ways. But
I mean,
if that's your
choice, as
you're
congruent.
Yes, exactly. That's what we're saying, right?
Totally.
Taking some time to identify, but also, you know, being full of like, what am I capable of? Right, what I can or cannot control. Sometimes takes that perspective of kind of stepping out of being I'm in control and I got this stuff and or this is happening to me. I think a lot of times is that we, at least me, I'll just speak from my own experience, is I get bogged down or I get sort of like surrounded by it instead of taking a little breath, removing myself, like trying to get a bird's eye view. And it's like what you were just saying is that not making it mean more than it really needs to mean.
That's huge.
And so, you know, as we kind of wrap up this episode, I would venture to say that that is a great Viacom Dios.
Oh, I love it. You're always so good at that. Our very first one of the 2024 season.
Uh-huh.
What is it?
I think that it's when either you are thinking about doing something, so you're at the beginning, you're at step one, either something happened to you or you're thinking, I really want to do something. I want to do something here. And that comes from within. Oftentimes it's like when you're feeling like discomfort or like some passion well up or something inside you is like, right. Something's not in here. That's a little, that's still small voice inside of you is telling you you're going to need to make some changes here.
Yeah.
Or it's a loud voice from outside telling you.
Either way.
Either of those situations.
Yeah.
Whether it's coming from within or from outside, is that take a moment to have the forethought, to go into step two.
Yeah.
Which, and step out, but with grace for yourself and for if there's other in the scenario, is take a breath. And this is where I'm reactive and I'm, you know, passionate and I'm angry. And some of these are my God-given gifts. And on the flip side of those are my,
could our be a greatest detriment. Gifts are always our right? biggest also, challenges.
Exactly. In figuring out, okay, which but to which. Take a moment to have that, that forethought, to spend some time visualizing, okay, and tell and remind yourself, this is what I want you to remind yourself in that step, is not making it mean more than it needs to mean, by giving yourself a little bit of perspective. And you get that by from time and space.
Yeah.
You can't see me. I'm talking with my hands quite a bit there, you guys.
This is why I'm moving my hands. We need to be on video. Yeah, I love that. I love that. And considering that the agency is actually a gift, and seeing it as that instead of as a burden. I don't know. We just made an awful long Via Con Dios, but that's okay.
Yep. I like it.
Okay. I like it.
It is a gift. Yay. You guys, thank you for joining us on this.
So good to be back.
First episode of season 6.
I know.
And
if you want, join us for our first Wednesday morning show, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Yes. On 7-ish, right? Because it's sometimes closer to 7:15.
Yeah. Sometime within that.
In that range.
Join us for 15 or 20 minutes.
Yeah, on Facebook or Instagram.
Of chit chat.
Yeah. We would love to see you there. And we're just grateful for you. Grateful that you joined us.
Bye con Dios.